Israeli accent every time. Every time I went to the States or other places, and I gave lectures in English. I came home, and my mother, that passed away a year ago, told me, "Did you speak in Hebrew or in English?" I told her, "In English." She said, "This is thanks to me that I spoke to you in English." She's British, and thanks to her, I can give this lecture tonight here, this shiur. Bezrat Hashem, shadvarim yu leilui nishmata. A woman came to me and told me, ברשות הרב, הרבנים, וישר כוח to the RCA, the OU. A woman came to me and told me, she said, "Rabbi, I'm terrified. I don't know what to do. Shemitah is coming. I'm scared." So, first of all, we have to understand that Shemitah is not scary. It's exactly the opposite. For thousands of years, Am Yisrael didn't have the privilege to be here, didn't have the privilege to eat perot shvi'it. We are back in Israel. We have the privilege to be in Eretz Israel, in Medinat Israel, to be in Shemitah. It's exciting. It's something unbelievable. It's a part, a very important part of Geula, of redemption. So we need to be excited. And also, if it's a little difficult, it's not so difficult. And for sure, it's worth it, the effort, for the zchut, for the privilege that we have to be in Shemitah in Eretz Israel. I hope it's... On purpose. Someone from the States came to me and said, "I'm coming to here, to Israel, and by mistake, I didn't notice it's Shemitah. Maybe I'll cancel it, I'll take another year." I told him, "If you have 1 year to be in Israel, come Shemitah. It's the best time." And we'll try to understand also the practical things in Shemitah, also about the garden, also about fruit and vegetables, of buying and kitchen. And we'll try to understand inside also the knowledge of Shemitah. And I'll think, I gave a lecture that some of the people here were in this lecture in Katamon. So then it was more on the philosophical issues of Shemitah. Here I was asked to speak more on the practical issues. So, Bezrat Hashem Yitbarach. And apologize to your friends outside, around 50 people when I came there to go out, because there's no place here, and I don't like people to go out when I'm giving a lecture, but we didn't know that so many people are coming. So if you meet people like this, so tell them we didn't know it's b'shogeg. We are very sorry. Ezrat Hashem Yitbarach. Okay. זה לשם, אתה צריך לשם. אוקיי. את המקורות, הפסוקים, אולי אתה תקרא, אני מבקש ממך לקרוא כשהיא באנגלית. רק יש מצלמה, אז תראה כשאנחנו... ככה? אוקיי. The main place that Shemitah appears in Parashat Behar, Vayikra, Kafhei. If I read it in Hebrew, you can see it in English? Okay. דבר לבני ישראל ואמרת עליהם כי תבואו אל הארץ שאני נותן לכם ושבתה הארץ שבת לאדוני. שש שנים. It's also practicing Hebrew. שש שנים תזרע שדך ושש שנים תזמור כרמך ואספת את תבואתה. והשביעית תשמתנה, לא, ובשנה השביעית שבת שבתון יהיה לארץ, שבת לאדוני, שדך לא תזרע וכרמך לא תזמור, את צפיח כצירך לא תקצור ואת ענבי נזירך לא תבצור, שנת שבתון יהיה לארץ. So in the seventh year you mustn't plant, you mustn't sow, אסור לזמור, you mustn't prune, you mustn't pick, you mustn't reap. Okay, we don't need more than this now. Those are four things that you mustn't do on Shemitah from the Torah. No planting, no pruning. Pruning is to cut the leaves that it will grow better. Zmira, lachtoch, to cut that it will grow better. If you are cutting, not for just, if it disturbs you, it's not zmira. Zmira is to cut when you want the tree to grow better. And you mustn't pick the vegetables, the fruit afterwards. Those are the four things that you mustn't do from the Torah. Someone asked me, he is in a building with non-religious people, and he told me, he spoke to them and he told them, next year is Shemitah, so I want you to keep Shemitah, to do all you may do. They said, we are not ready, we won't do it. He didn't explain them so well what is exactly Shemitah, because I think that if they would understand, maybe they would agree afterwards. We understand that 80% you can do like normal. It's not, but okay, they didn't agree. Thus they said, we are going to do everything regularly, normal. So he said, I'm not going to pay for vada bait. You know what is vada bait? For the house, for the keeping. I'm not going to pay. He said, what do you mean you won't pay? You have to pay. He said, okay, I won't pay on the garden. Instead, I'll pay more for the cleaning. Okay. He came to me, asked me, is it okay? The question is, he is not paying, but his garden, he is a partner. His garden is not resting in Shemitah. Is it a problem? He doesn't want it. He said, I don't want it. Don't do it. But it doesn't rest. Is it okay? If you look in the Psukim, we have those four things that I said before, but we have also ושבתה הארץ שבת להשם. שבת הארץ, all the time he said that also the land should rest. And Rav Kook, Rav Kook says that there is a machloket. There are systems who thinks that if Goy is working in your land, you are not doing an issue, because you didn't do it by yourself. But there are systems that think that although a Goy is working in your garden, you have an issue, bitul mitzvat aseh of shavta haaret shavat lahashem, your land didn't rest. So I told him, take three people and tell them that you are mafkir, you are ownerless, your part in the garden. And then it's not yours, so also if it works, it's not your problem. So this is in a house that people are not ready to keep Shemitah, but Bezrat Hashem, in your place, I hope they'll keep Shemitah. Okay. The Torah tells us that we may eat the fruit of Shemitah. והייתה שבת הארץ לכם לאוכלה. You may eat all the fruit of Shemitah. אתה, עבדך, וכולי, everyone may eat all the fruit of Shemitah. But the problem is, we said right now that you can't pick, right? We said before that you mustn't pick all the fruit of Shemitah. How can you eat if you must, you can't pick? Are we monkeys that will eat straight from the tree? How can you eat without picking? So Chazan had a solution, and they said, you may do it in a different way. Shinui. What is doing it in Shinui? The Mishnah says in Masechet Shviit, Te'enim shel Shviit en kotzim otam bemukce aval kotze otam becharava. Okay, I didn't translate here. I don't know so good English. Yes, I know the source. Figs on Shemitah, you can't cut them normally. You can cut them in Shinui. What is exactly this Shinui? So this is a machloket. Bar Tenura says, if you are used to cut it in a special tool, usually cut it now with scissors. Cut it with your hand. Cut it differently. But Rambam says that you can cut it normally, but do it in a small quantity. Not a big quantity. What is a small quantity? Chazon Ish explained, a quantity that you are used to pick usually for a few days for your home. Let's say the same like you are used to buy in the supermarket. If you are buying usually a kilo, you know what is kilo? Pounds, I don't know what, but in Israel you should know what is kilo. Okay. If you are used to buy a kilo of apples, so you may pick kilo of apples from the tree. When we look in this machloket, it seems that Bar Tenura is more, we can understand him more. Because usually in all Ilchot Shabbat, you know, you do in Shinui in a different way, so it's not an issue. But Rambam says you can do it normally, but small quantity. Can you plant one plant in Shemitah? One? No. You can't. Why picking in small quantities is okay? Chazon Ish explains, and it appears in Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvot, that Rambam understood that if the Torah said that we may eat the fruit in Shemitah, so the problem is not picking, the problem is not to show that you are the owner. לא להראות בעלות. You are not בעל הבית. Not is בעל הבית. You are not the owner. You are a guest. Everything belongs to Kodosh Baruch Hu. Because of this, you mustn't pick all the field. But if you are picking like a guest, you are picking for a few days for your house, then it's okay, because you are picking not like בעל הבית, not like the owner. Usually we try to do both things, not to pick professional, and also to do it in small quantity. But if there is a problem, so Chazon Ish said, you may pick also professional, but small quantity. So you can pick in your house, like, how much apples will you have in your tree, if you have a tree of apples, yes? But you can pick like a kilo, or 2 kilos, depends in your family. In the last Shemitah, we had few rimonim, pomegranates, rimonim, on our tree. You know, in my, when you are coming to my house, straight away in the right side, there is etz rimon, pomegranate, because if someone doesn't know how to read mishpachat rimon, I'm rimon, so he sees the tree, so he knows about who is the tree. The children came to me and said, "Daddy, someone is coming, we don't know him at all, and he's picking all our rimonim." I mean, how many, we had six rimonim, not we did. He's picking everything, he's picking all our rimonim. I told him, "Our rimonim? It's not ours. It's not ours. I mean, we and him are the same exactly, no different. Six rimonim, it's normal for someone from his house. Maybe if he would be more mensch, he sees just six, he would take two and leave other people. But, okay, he may take all those six rimonim. So you may pick a quantity that you need for your house for a few days." Okay, the Torah says, והשביעית תשמטנה ונטשתה, נכון? אני קורא נכון? אוקיי? ואכלו אביוני עמך. Yes, it's okay? Yeah. אכלו אביוני עמך. והשביעית תשמטנה ונטשתה. לא, ואכלו אביוני עמך. ויתרם תאכל חיית השדה, כן תעשה לחרמך לזיתך. The Torah says that you need to ownerless your fruit and vegetables. You need to ownerless all your products in the garden, in Shemitah, in the field. What happens if someone says, "I don't want to ownerless. Ani lo mafkir, hefker. He's non-religious at all. May you take his fruit." The question is, when the Torah says, והשביעית תשמטנה ונטשתה, is it something that should be done by a man, or the king is doing this ownerless? It's not yours, by the king, by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter if you are saying that you are mafkir or not, doesn't matter. Kodesh Baruch Hu, he is doing everything that will be ownerless, and it doesn't matter at all if you agree or disagree. And if someone decides that he doesn't want to ownerless his land, so if we say that ownerless should be by the man, so you mustn't eat his fruit. But if we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing everything, Hafkarat HaMelech, the king, so then you may eat his food. According to this, and most system thinks that it's Afkaat HaMelech, the king. So according to this, it seems that you may just go and pick fruit and vegetables from everywhere. But Rav Kook, according to the Ravid, adds something very important. Not everyone agreed with Rav Kook, but I think that you have to lifsok halacha. What is lifsok halacha? To go according to Rav Kook. In this thing, Rav Kook says, any case, you have to ask for permission. Rav Kook says that if you will be used to go to your neighbor or other places with no permission, it's not good education, and after the Shemitah you continue to go to other people's land. You have to ask for permission. If he doesn't give you permission, it's not okay. He must give you permission. But you must go in. So this is what Rav Kook says, and usually what we are doing is we are putting on our garden, we are putting on our garden a sign that says Hefker. Or we say that says Mutar Lakachat. Now Chazon Ish says that if you are afraid that everyone will come in, so you can close and put and say everyone can take the fruit, but call me open the gate. Or you can say you can take everything, but do it between 9 in the morning to 7 at night, evening. That you don't want people to come to your house, to your garden at 10 o'clock. So you can put, you can't say from 1 till 1:35, yes? You have to give them all time. But if you give them normal time, so it's okay. I met someone that told me, he said, I don't know him at all. He said, "Rabbi, I know you wrote a book on Shemitah, I want to tell you, 5 years ago, I made a big garden. I planted a big garden in my backyard and said, you know why I did it? Because I wanted in Shemitah that I'll have trees to ownerless. That I can ownerless my trees in Shemitah, so I made a garden. Isn't it amazing? It's nice. This we leave now. We leave now. Okay. As we saw before, there are four melachot, four isurim, four things that you mustn't do according to Torah. And they are divided to two groups. One group is you mustn't sow and you mustn't prune. Prune, it's also to make everything growing quicker. It's the same idea like planting, because it's making it growing quicker. And you mustn't pick, you mustn't sweep, that it's also the same idea that you mustn't cut the fruit and vegetables. Why the Torah gave two examples in each group? She could give just don't pick. Why does she say don't trip and don't pick? Why does she give two examples in each group? So the Gemara said something very important. The Gemara says, I won't read it now in Moed Katan, that the Torah wrote all those four things that you mustn't do to tell us that just those four things are not allowed in Shemitah, but all the other things are allowed in Shemitah from the Torah. Watering, you're allowed to do from the Torah. Spraying pesticides, you're allowed to do from the Torah. Lezabel, ledashen, fertilize, okay. So spraying pesticides, I suppose. All this you may do in weeding, you may do from the Torah. Nenakesh, weeding or cutting, you may do from the Torah. All other things, just those four things, and maybe also Harisha. Harisha?
Flowing.
Those words I didn't speak with my mother. So, all those things you may do from the Torah, but Chachamim said that you mustn't do them. But you may do them from the Torah. And it's very important for us to know. Usually it doesn't matter. Torah, Chachamim, any case we don't do. But here it's very important. Why is it so important? Because Chachamim told us a very important rule, that this is the main rule of keeping your garden in Shemitah. Chachamim said, all the things from Chachamim that are not from Torah, like watering, like as we said, pesticides, all those things you may do for keeping your garden, not for doing it better. You may do it that the grass will keep, not that your grass will be greener than the neighbor. If you want it to keep, you may do all those things in Shemitah. And this is very important, because this tells us that in Shemitah we may water our garden. We may water it that it will keep. So how are you watering in Shemitah? If usually you are watering every 3 days, so actually you can wait, you can do it every 6 days. I'm just giving example, it's not depends. So you will wait another few days, you make your computer that will be or if you're doing by hand. But when you are watering, you can do it as long as you want. If every three days you do it for half an hour, so now you'll do it every 6 days, you can do it for an hour. For an hour and a half. When you are watering already, you can water as much as you want. As much as you wish. So, watering, we said, do it not like usually every 2 days, 3 days, but every 5, 6 days. But when you are watering, you can do it as long as you wish. If you do the computer, the Fosh Mita, if you calculate this computer Fosh Mita, you can leave it normally, like now. But everyone in the year, in winter, it changes the computer. So the next time, if you change it, you have to go according to the rules I said right now. But before Shmita, you may leave the computer like it is now. You don't need to change it before Shmita. After Shmita, in Shmita, when you change it, so go according to the rules I said right now. What about cutting the grass? Cutting the grass. We'll get to the store. Someone came to me and said, last Shmita, Rabbi, I wanted to look in my garden. I went and I saw a garden that was balagan. You notice balagan? Everything is terrible, wild. And he said, Rabbi, look, this is a Shmita garden. I told him, you can do whatever you want to do, but this is not a Shmita garden. He said, what do you mean? I said, if the halakha, if the Torah and Chachamim would say that you mustn't do anything in your garden, okay, so this would be a Shmita garden. But if the Torah and Chachamim and the Rambam gives you rules that you may you may keep the Shmita in the right way, so it's not more Mehadrin, that everything is miserable. People think that miserable and Mehadrin are the same. It's not the same. You can be more Mehadrin, but to do it nicely. Halacha is not something miserable. Cutting the grass, my grass in Shmita, is better than all the years. Why? If you cut the Shmita normally, regularly, every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, every day, doesn't matter. So you cut it not for an agriculture reason. You cut it just like you do when you make your haircut. You want it to be straight. You don't want it to grow more. If you could tell the grass, stay like this, would be better. Don't grow, stay like this. But it grows. You don't want it to grow more. You are doing it just like a haircut, to be straight. Because of this, it's not at all something that you mustn't do in Shemitah. You may cut your grass normally. If you are waiting for a month, 2 months, then if you want to cut the grass, maybe it will be yellow because the sun doesn't get it. Maybe then it's an agriculture reason. So I machmir in Shmita and I cut the grass more than all the years. All the years it can wait 2 months. In Shmita every few weeks I'm cutting it. But also if you waited, I think it's okay. But if you want to be more machmir, so cut your grass normally. So cutting the grass is normally. Watering, we said before. Lezabel, ledashen, fertilizing, right? This you mustn't do in Shemitah, because this it's for making the garden better. We'll keep without it. But we have today special fertilizing that you put before Shemitah, and it keeps for all year. So you buy it now. You go and you ask the gardener, somewhere else, to put you this fertilizing that it's called in Hebrew Itiyei Temes. Doesn't matter. It's Leat Leat. It's slow. And this keeps for a year. In the last Shemitah, I told someone to do it. And afterwards, he came to me and said, wow, every year I'm doing it now. Why do I need all the time to do it if I can do it once? So, what do we have more? Weeding, we are trying not to do in Shemitah. We are doing just if it disturbs, like we are afraid of snakes or something else. But when we cut the grass, we can cut everything around also together, you know, in the same time. But weeding, we don't need. You know who likes this rule, this halakha of weeding? I was now in the war, few days in the border of Gaza. I was with the soldiers of Golani and others to help them with I want to say torches, but I know that this is for my mother. This is British. You have to say flashlight? Okay. flashlights and other special dry fit, a lot of other things. It was very exciting. Maybe once I would give shiur on this, on the questions that soldiers are asking there on the border, to know that we have the most moral army in the world. It's unbelievable. But soldiers, now they are back, they like this rule that they mustn't weed. Because sometimes the commander, you now do weeding, then I can't. Shmita, I can't do. Although usually in the army it's a field that no one is planting there, sowing there. And in this field maybe you may weed because it's not connected at all to. But chayalei tzal are machmir. They don't want to weed. So they are not weeding on Shmita. Before Shmita, plant flowers that are for a few years. Rav Shnati. And then if you do it, so you have flowers that keep for all Shemitah. Cutting the grass, we said you couldn't do normally. Watering, we gave the rule. Fertilizing, we said before, to do it before Shemitah. So, the sach hakol, the garden can be quite nice. 80%. And it's very good to keep a religious gardener on Shemitah. Because he has a lot what to do. And if he works with non-religious, they won't agree. Because they want also planting. We agree. We said, okay, and the planting is not a big case. And like this, you are helping religious gardeners to keep Shemitah and to keep working. Okay. We finished with the garden. Okay? Next. Okay. How do you buy fruit and vegetables in Shemitah? Don't worry. We'll be okay. Now, usually, this you see just in the end, because usually I have a shiur, like you saw before, melachot, a whole shiur on all those things, and this is just the chart in the end. The table in the end. When you see it like this, it's not complicated, and I'll explain. I'm starting, although it's in English, I wanted it to be a little Jewish, so I'm starting from the right side. Otzar Beit Din. I'll explain. Before I say that, you know that there is a system that everyone knows that called Heter Mechira. Right, that is selling the land to a goy, and then you may work in this land. Heter Mechira is something that started 120 years ago. Rav Kook continued Heter Mechira, but Rav Kook said all the time it's Horaat Shah. Don't think it's a solution forever. Everyone understands that we didn't come to Israel just to sell the land to goy and to go normally in Shemitah. Everyone understands that when you have no other system, okay, you can't destroy everything. But all the time Rav Kook said, think on other solutions. One of the solutions that Rav Kook mentioned, but he didn't, he started it, but he didn't do it, and Chazon Ish continued it, is a solution that is written already 2,000 years ago in the Tosefta. And I'll explain. Let's say that everyone in Israel, everyone, is keeping Shemitah. All fruit, everything Shemitah. Okay. Now, no Heter Mechira. No selling the land, everything normal Shemitah. You want now a kilo of apples. Where do you go to pick this kilo of apple? Where do you go? Where do you have apples in Israel? Ramat HaGolan. Okay. You go to Ramat HaGolan. You want now dates. Where do you go? Emek Beit She'an, Yericho. You want mango. You understand that it's a problem. it will be much, you know what is Waze? So it will be a little easier. In Waze you can write apples, dates, lemons, so it will take you for the shorter way. He knows exactly, and he tell you, look, this field already is, everyone took everything, and I know now that another 20 people on the way, so don't go to this field, go to that field. He'll take you in the right way, but still it can be a trip of a few hours, eh? Every week. So what is the solution? Let's say everyone religious, what is the solution? Chazal had a special solution that's called Otzar Beit Din. When you are picking fruit from your field, you may pick just 1 kilo, 2 kilos, as we explained before. Chazal said, Beit Din, I would say in English Beit Din, maybe Beis Din. Beis Din. I don't know, court is mishpat, I don't know. Okay, the rabbis are taking workers. They are hiring them. And they are telling the workers, you are going now to pick all the field, everything. You are going to pick all the field of the apples. How can they pick all the field? You may pick just for a few days, for one person, for a family. They can do it because they are picking for all Am Yisrael, right? It's not for themselves. They are picking everything. And Chazal says how it worked. They picked all the figs and all the dates and all, everything. And every Erev Shabbos, every Yom Shishi, Beit Adin was sitting in town and all the families were coming. And Beit Adin would give them everything for nothing. They would come and they would ask them, how many children are in your family? So he would say, 8 children. Okay, they would be giving a big sakit, bag, a big bag of fruit. Afterwards comes someone and says, I have 2 children. Okay, they would give him a smaller one. He said, look, those apples are for my field. You are giving me so small and him you are being. They tell him, it doesn't matter, it's not yours. It's according to the family. According to the needs. It's like, a little like, social, socialism, but it's just for 1 year. This is the big difference between Torah and the... Torah is amazing, because Torah is capitalistic system, but with things that are fixing everything. In Shemitah it says, there will be no poor people. Because if you keep Shemitah and you keep Yovel and Shemitah Safim, there are no poor people in Am Yisrael. Every few years, everything is from the beginning. It's unbelievable. It's something special. So, they are giving those things for all the families and the fruit are for nothing. But they are charging a little for the work. People worked. So they charge to pay the workers. This system of Otzar Beit Din is the best thing, the best system also today. This system is with no heter mechira, you don't need to sell it to goy, and this is the only system that there is kdushat shvi'it in the products. Kdushat shvi'it, holy shmita, kdushat shvi'it, you know what is kdushat shvi'it? The fruit are holy. Okay, this is the only system that there is kdushat shvi'i, that the fruit are holy. And also by this system, you are helping farmers that are willing to keep Shemitah, to keep all the rules on Shemitah, and you are keeping farmers that are ready not to earn like normally, but just for the work that they are doing. Today, because Otzar Beit Din is not in all the country, just in smaller places, so sometimes the price will be like normal apples, because when you do something specially, it's very expensive. Once, it will be cheaper. Once, when everyone will do Otzar Beit Din. So Otzar Beit Din is the best idea. Otzar Beit Din helps us just in fruit and in vegetables in the beginning of the year. Why? Because Otzar Beit Din helps us to pick the fruit and vegetables. Otzar Beidin can't tell us to plant, to sow. So for fruit it's good. Fruit you don't sow, you don't plant in Shemitah. For fruit, Otzar Beidin is good all the time. For vegetables, it's good in the beginning of the year, but when times comes and you have to sow, to plant, so it doesn't help. Today, in the new technical, the new agriculture technical, there are a lot of vegetables that we can sow, plant before Shemitah, and they can keep for half a year. I mean, they do them in special systems that they don't grow, they grow just in the middle of the year. So there are much more than we had before. Otzar Beidin you can buy today in stores of Otzar Haaretz. Otzar Haaretz. If you know, want to know where we have stores everywhere, so you can look in the internet. Otzar Haaretz, they have stores all over Israel that sell Otzar Beidin and also other things. In Otzar Haaretz won't be two things. Won't be Eter Mechira and won't be products from him. Will be all the other systems that we have here. Otzar Beidin are the things that I'll speak about them in a minute. So the best thing is Otzar Beidin, and this has Kedushat Shvi'it. You have also a solution, vegetables that were picked in the sixth year. I have to explain. Vegetables have Kedusha if they were picked after Rosh Hashanah, another 1 month. All the vegetables that will be picked after Rosh Hashanah will be Kadosh in Kedushat Shvi'it. Fruit in the beginning of the year till Purim or Pesach won't be connected at all to Shemitah, because fruit is, we are going according to the chanata, to the beginning of the growing. Just something that started growing in Shemitah has Kedushat Shvi'it. Because of this, fruit will be Kadosh in Kedushat Shvi'it from Purim or Pesach, and will be Kadosh also the year afterwards till around this time. So vegetables in the beginning of the year, we have also from things that were picked before Shemitah. Let's say potatoes. You can keep potatoes today half a year in special, not in our house, but special freezer. So you have for a long time potatoes written Yevul Shishit. Otzar Beidin, I'm telling you how it's in Hebrew, because I don't know if it will be written in English, yes? Yevul Shishit. Shishit. You see Shishit? Six? You understand? It's from the last year. This, of course, is no Kedushat Shvi'it, and you can buy it, no problem. And you'll have a lot of it. First, for the first half year, you'll have a lot of things of Yevul Shishit. The next solution is disconnected and greenhouses. This solution here. Chazon Ish, according to Yerushalmi, said that you may grow in Shemitah if you are growing not in the land, not in the earth, but in pots. And also, if it's covered from the top, it's something that is not down and not up, it's flowing, merachef. Not down, it's also in pots, and after, underneath there is something plastic that it won't be connected at all to the ground. And on top, a greenhouse, something that disconnected it also from the top and also from the ground. This called in Hebrew Matzah Menutak. Matzah Mem Tzadik Ein. Matzah Menutak. Menutak. Mem Nun Vav Taf Kuf. Menutak. Matzah Menutak. Disconnected. And this is a solution for a lot of vegetables. If you see Matzah Menutak, it's also good. Also, this has no Kedushat Shvi'it. Just Otzar Beidin has Kedushat Shvi'it. No Kedushat Shvi'it, but it's a good solution. Next solution is Arava Dromit. south of Israel, there are places that are not complete, holy in Kedusha of Shemitah. Why? Because when Am Yisrael came from Egypt, he sat in those places. But afterwards was Churban Habayit, they went to Galus. When they came back in Beit Sheni, in Kufat Ezra, so there are places that weren't settled. Those places hasn't got Kedushat Shvi'i in a complete way, and because of this, in those places in the south, they are planting, and this is another solution that you see in those stores of Otzar Haaretz. Other solution is Heter Mechira. Heter Mechira is something that works. It works, and some places till today must do Heter Mechira, because all what I said can cover 90% of the things in Israel. There are still 10% that have no solution. They need Heter Mechira. But when you buy, if you have Otzar Beit Din or others, it's better. But you may buy also Heter Mechira, and there is a difference between fruit and vegetables. Fruit of Heter Mechira, Reb Shloime Zalman Oirbach, that was one of the big poskim, said that also someone that doesn't want to use Heter Mechira may buy fruit of Heter Mechira, not vegetables, fruit. Why? Because it wasn't planted in Shemitah. Takes 4 years, right? If you are eating fruit in Shemitah, it wasn't planted of Shemitah. Okay, so maybe they did more watering and other things that you mustn't do more than normal. But this still doesn't say that the fruit are, you mustn't eat them. So also if you don't agree with Heter Mechira, you may eat fruit of Heter Mechira. Vegetables, after 2 months especially, so there it's more complicated. You may eat also vegetables of Heter Mechira, but you have to, it's better that you do a big effort to try to go to Otzar Haaretz. Usually in the supermarket, in all the big supermarkets, the products will be usually or Heter Mechira or Nochi or Goyim. One of those two things, or Heter Mechira or Goyim. You have to buy fruit, you can buy till Purim Pesach with no Hechsher. You need to have Hechsher of Orla, of other things, but not of Shemitah. But vegetables and fruit, everything from his time, there are dates that will be published. Today I said we are going to do Luach Shana. You know what is Luach Shana? Calendar. I wanted to do things easy for people. You'll open, you'll see tomato, you'll see banana, you'll know with the pictures this thing I have to take care in this month. And like this it will be easier instead of looking in lists. So I'm doing this and rules in every, although when I saw it today, my team, they made it Hebrew and English. I told them, what do you need to do it in English? Do it just in Hebrew. Do it Hebrew different and English different. They said, look, just English we don't need, because Chutz La'aretz you don't need it. And in Israel, people would like it in Hebrew and in English together. I'm not sure, but maybe. But then I said, my mother would like it in English. So I think we'll do it in English. Maybe it'll be Hebrew edition and English edition. But it will be dates that, for now, be careful on this thing. So when you are going to the supermarket, any case, you have to look for an Hechsher. Between Yesh Hechsher for Shemitah, Heter Mechira. Doesn't matter, but you need an Hechsher any case. But if you have the ability to buy at least some of the things in Otzar Haaretz and to have Kedushat Shvi'it, it's better. So also if you can't buy everything there because it's not next to your house, and okay, so you buy in the supermarket, so in the supermarket look for an Hechsher any case. But try to buy as much as you can also from the stores of Otzar Haaretz, that you'll have Kedushat Shvi'it and also the other solutions that are better. And I have to say one thing here before we are going to the kitchen. It won't be long. Another quarter of an hour. I hope it's okay. But I have to say something very important. Shemitah should be something, and like this it's in the Torah, in Chazal, that brings to Achdut, that brings everyone to be together. Be careful that it won't cause the opposite. Sometimes people are so terrified, crazy in Shemitah, that everyone, this doesn't eat this, this doesn't eat this. So there is someone that came to Alon Shvut, and he doesn't eat Eter Mechira. Okay, so the family said, okay, we'll make you think that you are ready. We'll make you, we'll buy Nochi. It doesn't matter, for Shabbos is coming, a relative. Not his Akshan. I'll say Akshan. Don't be Akshan. He wants to come to you for Shabbos. He likes Nochi, although you think it's terrible to buy everything from going. Okay, one Shabbos, okay. Do it for him. But he said, no, it's not enough. You have to kosher all your kitchen. Because you used before Eter Mechira. So all your dishes are treif. You have to. So don't be crazy to this side, but also to the other side. I was last Shemitah with someone in the supermarket, and he saw cucumbers, was written Nochi, going. He started shouting, I'm not buying Nochi. I told him, look, you can do whatever you want, but last year the cucumbers that you wear, you think it wasn't Nochi? Most cucumbers in Israel are Nochi. It changes from time to time. But also, don't go to the other. If usually you are buying a little Nochi, any case. Okay, so buy like all the years. I mean, try to buy most Israeli products. Try, but all the years you buy little. All the years you see ketchup. So not always you buy Osem. Sometimes you buy. Okay, I buy Osem because I like it better. Okay, so you go and you want to buy all the years Mitz Anavim. So not always you buy Carmel, you buy Kedem. I don't like it, but for me it's like a medicine. But there are people like it. You want to buy Tapu chips. You know what is Tapu chips? So I buy Tapu chips, but some people buy Pringles. Pringles. Okay, this my children think it's better. I don't agree, but they think it. But okay, so all that you buy things not. So don't be also for the other side, you know. Try to be to do the best thing that you can do, but to keep normal and to keep everyone united together. And this is very important in Shemitah. And I told someone from the States also phoned me. He's going to a hotel in Shemitah, and he wants to see all the things. I phoned the hotel. I asked them, what are you doing in Shemitah? So someone answers me there, Etzleinu hakol yevul nochi. Everything is going. Then I said, tell me, the meat here is glat? He said, no, it's not glat. It's not mehadrin. It's not glat. I asked him about other things. I told this man, Shemitah today is the Rabbanan. It's not the Oraita. So Shemitah, you are crazy. But meat glat is much more important. People are, be normal. If you are eating everywhere all the years, you can eat also in Shemitah. But for yourself, try to do the things that I said here. Of course, you have to buy with Hechsher, what I said before, of course. And I try to buy all the time, Otzar Beidin and other things. I try in my house, also if I haven't got everything, so I said, okay. So you don't need also a green pilpel and a yellow pepper. And okay, so we'll be a little. No, I'm nicht gefährlich. I'm ready to be with this and not to buy Nochi, not Eter Mechira. But I think you may buy it. But any case, I'm eating in other people's houses because I think if you eat all the years, you can eat also in Shemitah. Now we are going in the kitchen. Okay? Don't be afraid. You saw before it wasn't afraid in there, right? It was okay. Also here it's a long shiur, but because I haven't got a long time, so I did it shortly here. Okay. We start from the left side this time. First of all, you have to understand that to keep Kedushat Shvi'it, to have Kedushat Shvi'it in your house, it's a special opportunity, and we have to try to have as much as we can Kedushat Shvi'it in our house. I said before, but maybe I explain more. Usually, Kedusha of food is just in Beit HaMikdash. All the things, Korbanot, just in Beit HaMikdash. Shmita is the only time that we have Kedusha in all Israel. And not just Kohanim, like Trumat, Zarasko. Everyone can be connected to this Kedusha. Usually, to have Kedusha, we need to leave our house and to go to the temple, to the Beit HaMikdash. In Shemitah, the Kedusha is coming to our house, to our home. It's something so special. According to the Ramban, maybe there is mitzvah in eating Kedushat Shvi'it. Every kazait, every salad, another salad you eat, another mitzvah, another mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that usually women are doing more than men. They eat more salads. So, everything you eat of Kedushat Shvi'it, maybe it's a mitzvah, and it's a special zchut. So you have to try to have as much as more Kedushat Shvi'it, and I think it's so exciting. I mean, I'm tzmarmoret. You know, every time I speak about Kedushat Shvi'it, it's unbelievable. I mean, for 2,000 years, Rambam wrote so much about Shemitah. Rashi wrote so much about Shemitah. No one of them had the privilege to eat one apple of Kedushat Shvi'it. I mean, it's unbelievable to understand God el Hasha'ah, to understand where we are here today. It's wow. So, first of all, try to fill the kitchen with Kedushat Shvi'it. Kedushat Shvi'it, we try to eat till the end. Not to have leftovers. All the years, people are eating and half of it are chucking out, throwing out. Children, you tell the children, if you won't finish till the end, so tomorrow, and you never do anything. In Shemitah, you are trying to eat till the end. Kedushat Shvi'it. And it's something good for all the years to understand the world is not yours. Try to eat till the end, not to waste all things in this world. It's so important in our generation that so much food, so eat till the end. If you have leftovers, so really it's very simple. If you have leftovers, you can put them, first of all, if it's not edible, like a peel of an orange or a banana, you can throw it out to the garbage. If it's not edible, you don't need to keep Kedushat Shvi'it in it. If it's edible, let's say there are still leftovers on what you ate or other things, so then you take those leftovers, you put them in a plastic bag, you tie it and you put it in the garbage. This is Ikar Adin, this is what you have to do. There is another system that I like better because it's better, also practical, and also I think it's more educational. Teaching more to take a special clay can and to put all the leftovers there. Now, when you are putting now leftovers in the evening, inside there are leftovers from the morning. The leftovers from the morning are already rusty. If you put the new one inside, it will be destroyed immediately. So we are putting one paper on the old ones, and then we are putting the new one. Doesn't matter which paper. I mean, no, it can be paper like this, or it can be Niyar Sofeg, whatever you want. We may cause the vegetables to be ruined in grammar. Not directly. So also it will happen in a few hours, doesn't matter, not directly. So every meal you are putting another one paper and you put the new stuff on it. If you have a salad, that in the salad are vegetables, also Shemitah and also not Shemitah, you may put everything together in this place. Now, it's much more exciting. Why? Because Kedushat Shvi'it is not just in the leftover of apple or fruit or tomato. If you are cooking soup and you have kishuim, you know what is kishuim?
Yeah.
Zucchini?
Yes?
Squash? Doesn't matter. You have in your soup squash, kishuim of Kedushat Shvi'it, you have the privilege, the zchut, that all the soup is Kedushat Shvi'it. It's exciting, no? If you are doing chunt, you know what is chunt? Chunent. Chamin. And you are using potatoes of Kedushat Shvi'it, you have the zchut that all the chunt is Kedushat Shvi'it, also the meat. Everything is Kedushat Shvi'it. So first of all, you are trying to eat till the end. The men will be in charge on the chunt, the women on the soup. You are trying to eat till the end. If there are leftovers, so you are putting in plastic bag, you are closing it and chucking it out in the garbage. Soup, if you want, you may also leave one night outside, and then it's called pagum, it's not good or not, and then you can try it normally. But today there is no problem because the plastic bags we have today that are atumim lemayim, they are closed, so it's no problem. No, in the supermarket when you go to buy, you have two kinds in Israel. I don't know how it's in the States. In Israel you have two kinds of plastic bags. You have the ones with handles, and you have also the white ones that you shkufim. Why do they do two kinds? So the answer is they are doing it because of Shemitah. But why? The one with the handles, always there is a hole underneath. The one that you cut, usually it's okay for liquid. So use those for Shemitah, for soup, but do it on the sink. Don't phone afterwards, Rav Rimon, my kitchen was ruined because of you. So do it on the sink if there is a hole there. So there is no problem of those things. Using all the things once was a big deal, was problem, because once the rule is that you mustn't squeeze something that you are not used to squeeze all the year. Today, what, which fruit are we squeezing? Everything. The world today is almost everything. If you want to squeeze a cucumber, so think twice. But normally, all fruit, because of this, today, using is normally, you use normally fruit and vegetables, all the things are normally, so it's so easy today to keep Kedushat Shvi'it. Once it was much more difficult, there are more reasons once it was difficult, but I won't speak about it now. Today it's so easy, you can keep normally, but you are trying, you are keeping, not to destroy. Rav Kook said that in Avdalah, you mustn't take the ner of the Avdalah, the candle, and in the wine. Okay, so this don't do in the wine. You can do with full, or take not Kedushat Shvi'it for Avdalah, as a matter. But as I said before, I mean, if you used to take a lemon for taking out stains, don't do it in Shvi'itah. But how many things like this we have? Most things. I mean, you mustn't make medicine from Shemitah, but who makes medicine today at home from special medicine? Rav Kook said, you know why you don't do medicine of food on Shemitah? Because in Shemitah, everyone is coming back to his nature, so they are not sick. Today, it's not exactly like this, because we have just 2% agriculture, and we have a taste of Shemitah. So, using is quite normally. I mean, use the things quite normally. Leftovers with Sephor. And then another one thing of leftovers, if you ate something almost till the end, and there is very little, like you ate a peach, but you ate it almost in the end, a little, so then Rav Elyoshiv says that you can throw it out to the garbage normally. You don't need Kedushat Shvi'it. Just if it's a little more that you can see. If you have a plate that was on it a chonent of Shemitah, so after you took it to this plastic bag, what is left over that you are used to wash under the tap, you can do it normally also in Shemitah. You don't need to dry it and to put it. You can, all this, so it's not complicated, and for sure it's worth the privilege to have Kedushat Shvi'it. There are people that are taking a pach, how you say a pach? And they write on it pach Shvi'it. Pach Shvi'it. All the books that you read, it will be written. Take a pach and write pach Shvi'it. But really, pach and Shvi'it don't go together. Pach is garbage. Shvi'it is Kedusha. How can you say pach Shvi'it? Instead of pach Shvi'it, write Kedushat Shvi'it. What a big difference is if all the year you are dealing with garbage or you are dealing with Kedusha. All the years they are not with garbage. And I, last Shemitah, I did in my house this. This is special from Cheres. How do you say Cheres? You take a nice thing, you color it. I want to do happenings in all Israel that all the family is painting the Kedushat Shvi'it Kli. This in my house is not next to the garbage. This is on the Shaish. You know Shaish? It's on the Shaish. And the marble. And the children, everyone knows, in Kedushat Shvi'it they are trying to eat till the end because it's Kedusha. And if there are little leftovers, they go to this Kedushat Shvi'it, they open it, bidchilu urchimu, shaking, and they feel Kedushat Shvi'it. We have the privilege to come back to Israel, Geula, redemption, Kedushat Shvi'it, and they put the little some leftovers in this can. It's not just to keep Shvi'it. There are two systems of people. There are people that are trying not to have an issue in Shemitah, but all the year they are afraid. They are terrified. They have a terrible year. I don't want to go in this system. I see Shemitah as an opportunity, as a zchut, privilege. We have the privilege to keep Kedusha. Don't look at it just to be careful. In the Gemara, there is someone who says, oh, I was lucky because Kibud Av V'Em is so difficult. And I didn't have no Abba and no Ima. They died when he just... Someone thinks that it's really so happy. You have Abba Ve'ima and you are happy that you are keeping Kibud Av V'Em. There are people that are doing exactly the same to Shemitah. They are in Israel, but they are running out just to buy this. Okay, we'll buy Nochri, we'll buy this, just not to have anything doing with Kedushat Shvi'it. You are in Eretz Israel, you have the zchut to be here, so try to do it in the highest way that you can. Take all the family to a better way, a better place than we were before. Okay. You can say it in English.
I learned
that you cannot feed an animal to feed your pet. Okay. Feeding animals with Kedushat Shvi'it, you mustn't feed animals with things of Kedushat Shvi'it, but if you have leftovers that no one will eat, you mustn't give it to them, but you can put it near them, next to them, that they'll take it alone. And in my book, I wrote it. אם אתה יכול מבחוץ להביא ספר שמיטה באנגלית אחד, בסדר? ביקשו להסביר, אז... Yes. אה, לא צריך, לא צריך. אה, יש, יש.
Yes. Everything is wonderful. I believe very much in Osher Bezdin. However, you cannot find a store in Rehavia. Where are the rabbis? You cannot join here. I can't go shopping in Givat Joel. There they have. I can't go to Katamon. I'm a lone woman. Where is a store in Rehavia that we can...
Did you check it this year? You know that will be no store there? You checked it?
What?
Did you check? How do you know there's no... You checked it in the internet, you saw? Okay, so I'm telling you what you do. Okay, you are going, and everyone here that lives here, you are going to email, you can do it in English, to Mech Otzar Aretz, go to the internet there, Even in English, we want a store in Rehavia, in Katamon.
Who am I going to go? Where is the rabbi?
No, but it's not connected to rabbis. It depends if people are willing to buy it. They don't know that there are so many people in your area that are going to buy. So not you, other people. You write emails, and you know it works today. You write a lot of emails, you tell them we need, if they'll get 50 emails, I'm telling you there'll be a store whenever you... they can't open a store if people are not going to buy. I'm with you 100%. But people here will welcome it, will be stores. Leat leat, all Israel we have those stores.
Okay. What happens if you have an automatic ordering system and the battery burns out?
If the battery burns out, you put a battery, and now you do it in the rules that I said before about Shemitah. Not every 3 days, but every 6 days and longer. You may do it in Shemitah, but not normally, a little more revach, as I said before.
Can you put the kedushat shli that's been lying around in a compost bin?
Shela tova.
If they're not going to use the
compost. Okay, you gave also the answer. You may take all the things, the leftovers of Shemitah, and take this bag or without a bag, put it in the compost with paper or with adama, earth, between it, won't get ruined, put it there, no problem. You can use this to touch it, and in the end, put everything in compost, or every time, but I like this, I thought I said before, more education, but you may do it, but you mustn't use afterwards the zevel until the end of Shemitah. You mustn't pesticide, fertilize in Shemitah.
Okay. Hydroponic vegetables, and the second question is strawberries. You said about fruit, because fruit comes off a tree, but strawberries are not a tree. Strawberries are planted each year.
Strawberries is like vegetables, but there will be strawberries of Shemitah like other things.
Right. Okay, so that's,
and not all strawberries are planted every year. There will be strawberries of Shemitah.
Okay.
Hydroponic. So depends. How is it? It can be disconnected, and it can be something from Shemitah. But you have to have seher to see that it's like this. All frozen products is not a problem, because in the supermarket will be frozen products that will have an hechsher, also Tzar Beidin and also others. This will be also in supermarket. You'll have to read if it's a ter mechira, nochri, or Tzar Beidin. I'm telling you that most will be nochri and eter mechira, because it's the cheapest things to do. But will be also other things, and you have to read. In Gush Etzion, we are doing Otzar Beidin of Gush Etzion. And there will be a lot of fruits that we'll try. I don't know if it will be Otzar Haaretz, maybe other places. Will be Otzar Beidin, not just of Otzar Haaretz, but Otzar Haaretz is the most easiest place to buy, but will be also other places. Yes. Purim, Pesach, okay?
Okay. Do I need to keep the leftovers from one separate from the leftovers of the other?
No. You can put them together. There will be time that will be fruit and vegetables maybe together. Not long, but it can be the same. Yes.
Is it necessary to pay a membership to the Otzar Beit Din?
Yes.
It's okay. It's not necessary to put a membership in Otzar Haaretz according to the halacha, but because they need to know with how many farmers to make hiskemim. Whereas many farmers, they need to know how many products they need, so it's better to do it to help the farmers that they will know how to be organized better to Shemitah. Yes.
Is there a problem? I don't have an automatic watering system. Is there any problem with watering by hand?
You can water by hand, but not... okay, you cannot, not every 2 days, 3 days, every 5 days, and you can do it longer. The same.
What about herbs? If I'm growing herbs,
if you have tavlinim herbs in your garden, it's wonderful, because this is something that it's not planted every year. It's Rav Shnadi. It's all the years, right? So you may use it in Shemitah, and it says Kedushat Shvi'it. It's wonderful.
Are they
noise. Usually no, because something that is all the years, there is no Sfichim. So it's wonderful. Yes. After the bag is filled, is full, you can close it and throw it out. There are people that after it's full, they tie it and they leave it for a few days, and just afterwards they throw it out, but it's a chumrah. If you want, you can do it, but it's not mi'ikar adin. They do it after it's ruined, just then they put it in a big, but you don't have to do it.
So. What are the restrictions on houseplants?
On?
House plants.
Okay, in the house, all plants that you have in the house that are in pots, and they have underneath a plate like usually you do, and they have above them a ceiling, you can treat normally like all the years. If it's not like this, if it's outside of this, so then you do it like I said before on the garden. Okay. Covered in pesit, if it's covered from lemala and lemata, it's the same. If it's not, if you have things in the garden that, like, first of all, if you have things in the garden that grow and disturb people to pass, so this you can cut them in Shemitah. And if you have things inside that are disturbing, like kotzim, so you may cut it like this. If it doesn't disturb, and you can, but you have to do it that it won't look like an agriculture reason. That it's, and understand that it's not for agriculture, just that it will be normal to pass there.
In other words, if it's laying your food,
that you are doing it just for convenient and not for helping. Don't know what we. Yes? Yes? Also the year after, apples that were planted of Shemitah, another 3 years or 4 years, no one is choshesh, because after 3 or 4 years, no one knows if the trees, 99% of the trees in Israel weren't planted on Shemitah. It doesn't matter, they can grow every year. The problem is just if you planted it in Shemitah. But Chazal, okay, as I said before, if it's a ter mechira, so Reb Shloim Zalman said you may rely on ter mechira also in usually, if usually you don't rely because it wasn't planted on Shemitah, so it's no isur sfichin on it. Yes.
What about
the
peels and things that are inedible, like honey peels or melon peels? Are you
if it's not edible, you can throw it out. But melon, you have also edible, so this you put in Dushat Shvi'in. But peel of an orange, you throw away, or banana.
What about the peel of a potato? Some people say it's edible.
People of potato, better usually to put it in Kedushat Shvi'it, because you have also a part of the potato. If it would be just the peel of the potato, so it's no problem. Also, if you cook potatoes in water, you can throw them out, because it's not edible at all, no problem.
And plants that are on the mer peset, in a pot with a plate underneath, with a covering over the mer peset.
If they plate underneath, and a roof on top, and it doesn't go out of this roof, so then you can treat it normally.
If it goes out,
doesn't matter, because also if it's in Devek, the Adama usually, the Kli is in Devek, but always it can take out the. Well, what do you mean? But everything is Kavua Mamash? If it's all the Adama Kavua, so there is a problem, but usually you don't do it today like this. Usually you do that it's in Devek, but this can go out. 99% are like this. So let's do a quick more.
Leah in pots where you cook Shemitah, cook something.
No problem. Leah doesn't affect anything. You can, it's not Kedushat Shvi'it. Yes? Say it in English, that they'll understand.
Yes. For the year?
You may do it, but okay. You have to put a paper between the old compost and the new, and you mustn't use the compost that make out in Shemitah, but just after Shemitah. You have to put if it goes directly to your garden, you have to put keresh or something, wood down, that it won't go, and just afterwards you lose it.
Okay, but we're allowed to use
soil. You're allowed, yes. You're allowed. Moreover, I want to finish. Yes, just last one. It's no problem, because all the things that are closed will be written. If it's Eter Mechira, Nochri, Shishit, it will be written on all the products, the closed one. Everything will be written. So it's no problem. Moreover, but I have two things I want to do. First of all, I was asked just to say 2 minutes how the book works, that people will know afterwards how to use it if they have it. The book is in English. It was also in Hebrew. I made it in English, I can tell you, especially because my mother wanted. But then, it's good for everyone. My mother was in Israel for 50 years, 60 years, but, you know, English stays. In the book, in the beginning of the book, you have Ta'amei Shemitah, all the reasons of the Shemitah, and always you have charts and things that give you a summary on everything. Afterwards, you have 4 pages that called Moreh Nevuchim LaShemitah, 4 pages, who tells you about all the Shemitah on regel achat, on one feet, just to understand quick on all the Shemitah. Afterwards you have Kitzur Hilchot Shvi'it. Kitzur, yes, shorten Sovage of Hilchot Shvi'it. It's around 20 pages, 30. Inside you have all the time also charts and things that helps you, but you have another thing. Every paragraph, it tells you in brackets here where in the book you can enlarge your knowledge. You are reading now the short, but you say, you know, this compost, I want to know about it, this interests me more. So then you open inside, and inside you'll see from the sources till halacha lemaaseh, but user friendly, that everyone can understand, all the knowledge, how did it come from the sources till today, and also if there are science explanations or others, they will be written inside. Like this, the book works. And I'll just finish in one story. 7 years ago, in Shemitah, I went to the States to help the Gush Katif people. I don't know if you know, but I opened an organization 9 years ago called Gush Katif, to help the people from Gush Katif to find jobs. Baruch Hashem, we help 2,500 people to find jobs till today, and we are trying to help another 500 in the next year and a half. And Baruch Hashem, still the government is tripling us, so we are continuing with this thing another year and a half, Bezrat Hashem. I was in the States, I gave shiurim, and I went to people that will help, give money, raise money to help the Gush Katif people. I was in New York, Manhattan. You heard about it? And I found myself between meetings hungry. I went around to find a kosher place, and I didn't find. You'll say, what do you mean didn't find? Manhattan is full with, but you know, everyone knows his area. Like people are coming from the States here, they say, oh, we don't know what to do. Of course, Eretz Israel is much, much, much easier in kashrut than anywhere in the place in the world. But I didn't find a place. Then I saw a supermarket. I said, okay, I'll go in. I went to the supermarket. I don't know what to buy there. You know, what is kosher, not kosher. Then I saw fruit and vegetables. So I went. I took an apple. I looked at this apple and I asked myself, is there a problem of orla? You know what orla? For years. I said, in chutz la'aretz, if you have safek, you are not sure, the guy in Kiddushin, daf lamed chet, says, safek orla b'chutz la'aretz mutar. Okay, so no problem. Then I looked on this apple and I said, Trumot u'ma'asot. Is there a problem? I said, no, chutz la'aretz, it's not Trumot u'ma'asot. Then I looked at that apple and I said, Shmita. Is a question of Shmita? I said, no, chutz la'aretz, no Shmita. But then I looked at that apple and I said to myself, what an empty apple. Nothing it is in this apple. I lost my appetite and I went out. But don't think that I didn't eat fruit and vegetables in the States. Every year I'm going for around 2 or 3 times to the States, usually Englewood or Los Angeles or Chicago, and I'm eating there. But then when I remembered Eretz Israel, so I understood the difference. Of course, vegetables in Israel are tastier, right? It's not tasty, it's because of the Kedusha of Eretz Israel. And in Shemitah you have also Kedushat Shviit, so Be'ezrat Hashem, it will have a special year of Kedusha, of Hizdamnut, of Zchut, and also other things. Try to think, I'm doing in the country next year Be'ezrat Hashem, Sh'at Shemitah, I want everyone in the country to own a less 1 hour a week for Chesed, for Netina. Once you used to own a less your field. So today, only less 1 hour a week, also non-religious. I gave a shiur in the Knesset, in other places. We are going to open in the Botanic Garden in Jerusalem, a Shemitah park. The first part will be how Shemitah was once, 3,000 years ago, how it changed all the society, how it changed the family, how it gave all the, those social and spiritual and nature things for our nation. And then the second part will be how you take the values of Shemitah and you keep them in the modern society. There are a lot of things, so try how to make Shemitah better, especially also with the Kedushat Shviit and also the other values of Shemitah, Shetieh Birkat Hashem Alechem.